I'd like to welcome everyone to the first podcast for TQ3. There are a number of things that will be different next week. For one thing, we're going to have smaller groups. One of the problems I noticed is that there are a lot of people speaking in the background, and when one person is presenting, it's not very good to have a recording with many people contributing and not identifying themselves and not really forwarding the information or advancing the information. So we're going to have smaller groups, and I would like everyone to remember that although each segment is to a degree an individual presentation, it is a group effort. Think of the person that is speaking, and if you have a contribution to make, make it, but if you just want to talk, don't bother.
It was over for me, I think.
No.
Not getting away with this.
Okay.
I think you were talking about how complicated Jared Diamond was.
Yeah, you said Jared Diamond is pretty complicated.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I think that first, it's not a
it's being recorded.
Yeah, I know. Actually, Jared Diamond is very interesting.
Oh, okay.
That's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
I think that Europe is a great continent, and he shows it in the book.
Answer the questions.
Okay, so this actually sounded real, and I liked the way it began. What was happening was that we did get a cooperative effort here, but yet again, I believe it was Corinne, and we're not naming names on this recording. Everybody was working together to actually stay on the subject, and they weren't getting off the subject. An interesting problem for me. I realize that I made questions for you to answer, so that's fine, except for the fact that, one, everybody seemed to feel compelled to repeat the question online. We all know the questions. And what I'm really looking for is a structure to a presentation so that as you speak, you sound assured instead of hunting for the answer to a question. So one of the things you realize is that it's important to have a structure when you speak, but it's also important to not show that you're following that structure artificially. There should be a logical flow as you speak. Remember the video on transitions that we saw last week.
Oh, I'm the first. Okay. The impression I try to convey in a forum, and the online persona, I think, is pretty much the same. I just want to show that I know how to speaking, how to write English, and that I've read the book. So, well, I think this, the register, I try very hard not to be too familiar, but it doesn't really work, so I should surely buy a dictionary or something. Then,
question. There's questions coming back. They're like,
yeah,
same questions.
It's okay. So I won't answer twice. So okay, so the technology about it is really not difficult. The problem is making up the questions. Well, the problem is mostly that I can't, on my computer, I can't open the thing that you send us, like the norm theory of question.
Okay.
So, but I think my questions are not that bad, but maybe some of them are not very good also. Problem answering questions, well, I didn't really have any problem with them, it's just that I had to look back in the book, because most of the things I didn't remember by heart.
Okay, so let's get over the self-hate on these things. We're trying to be honest, and I think honesty is a good thing, but also let's not be too depreciating. We're creating something which is giving an impression of yourself. So you want to put your best foot forward. You don't want to sound too uncertain, and you don't want to say anything that's going to not make you look good.
You can go next.
All right. Well, first of all, I didn't write anything at the forum. I didn't read the book, so I'll try to, try to answer the questions as best as I can. Impression I would try to convey if I wrote the forum would be, like she said, trying to speak, write good English, trying to, show off a bit, show that I have skills in English. Online persona would be kind of, the same thing. I would want to show that I know what I'm talking about, that, I read the book.
Okay, so we've now come to the end of our first week's experiment. It's been a bit of an experiment for me in the sense that I'm mastering making podcasts so I can be more effective in getting them to you. And it's been a learning experience for you. You have to make a presentation. So when you make a presentation, you have to have a plan. And I think that what we're going to do for the next session is give you a bit of time to plan what you're going to say and make it a bit more formal. There's going to be fewer questions, and we all know the questions. So let's take a theme, make a presentation based on that theme, make our points, and then end it, as I will end this podcast.